The Total Money Makeover, A Proven Plan for Financial Fitness. By Dave Ramsey. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Total Money Makeover, A Proven Plan for Financial Fitness by Dave Ramsey is a comprehensive guide to financial freedom. It provides readers with a step-by-step plan to get out of debt, save money, and build wealth. The book is divided into 7 parts, each focusing on a different aspect of financial fitness. The first part focuses on getting out of debt and provides readers with a plan to pay off all their debts in 3 to 5 years. The second part focuses on saving money and provides readers with strategies to save for retirement, college, and other long-term goals. The third part focuses on investing and provides readers with advice on how to invest their money wisely. The fourth part focuses on insurance and provides readers with advice on how to protect their assets. The fifth part focuses on taxes and provides readers with advice on how to minimize their tax burden. The sixth part focuses on giving and provides readers with advice on how to give back to their community. The seventh part focuses on legacy and provides readers with advice on how to leave a lasting legacy. The book also includes a number of case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed. Overall, The Total Money Makeover, A Proven Plan for Financial Fitness is an excellent resource for anyone looking to get out of debt, save money, and build wealth. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Create a budget. A budget is a plan for how you will spend your money. It is important to create a budget and stick to it in order to achieve financial success. Creating a budget is an important step in achieving financial success. A budget is a plan for how you will spend your money. It helps you to track your income and expenses, and to make sure that you are spending your money in a way that is in line with your financial goals. When creating a budget, it is important to be realistic and honest with yourself about your spending habits. You should also make sure to include all of your expenses, including those that may not be regular, such as vacations or holidays. Once you have created your budget, it is important to stick to it. This means that you should not spend more than you have budgeted for any given item. It is also important to review your budget regularly to make sure that it is still in line with your financial goals. If you find that you are spending more than you have budgeted for, you should adjust your budget accordingly. Creating and sticking to a budget is an important part of achieving financial success. It can help you to stay on track with your financial goals and ensure that you are spending your money in a way that is in line with your values. By creating and following a budget, you can take control of your finances and ensure that you are making the most of your money. Main idea number 2. Pay off debt. Paying off debt is essential to financial success. It is important to prioritize paying off debt in order to free up money for other financial goals. Paying off debt is essential to financial success. It is important to prioritize paying off debt in order to free up money for other financial goals. To do this, it is important to create a budget and track your spending. This will help you identify areas where you can cut back and save money. Once you have identified areas to save, you can use that money to pay off your debt. It is also important to pay more than the minimum payment on your debt. This will help you pay off your debt faster and save you money in the long run. Additionally, it is important to pay off the debt with the highest interest rate first. This will help you save money on interest payments. Finally, it is important to stay motivated and focused on your goal of becoming debt-free. The Total Money Makeover, A Proven Plan for Financial Fitness by Dave Ramsey provides a step-by-step guide to help you pay off your debt. It provides strategies for budgeting, tracking spending, and creating a plan to pay off debt. It also provides tips and advice on how to stay motivated and focused on your goal of becoming debt-free. Additionally, it provides resources to help you find the best debt repayment options for your situation. With the help of this book, you can create a plan to pay off your debt and achieve financial success. Main idea number 3. Save for emergencies. it is important to save money for unexpected expenses. Having an emergency fund can help you avoid taking on more debt when unexpected expenses arise. Saving for emergencies is an important part of financial fitness. Unexpected expenses can arise at any time, and having an emergency fund can help you avoid taking on more debt. It is important to set aside a portion of your income each month to build up your emergency fund. This fund should be kept in a separate account and should only be used for true emergencies. It is also important to make sure that your emergency fund is large enough to cover any unexpected expenses that may arise. Having an emergency fund can help you stay on track with your financial goals. It can provide a cushion when unexpected expenses arise, so you don't have to take on more debt. It can also help you avoid having to dip into your savings or retirement accounts to cover unexpected expenses. Having an emergency fund can give you peace of mind and help you stay on track with your financial goals. Main idea number 4. Invest for retirement. Investing for retirement is essential for financial security. It is important to start investing early and regularly in order to maximize the potential of your retirement savings. Investing for retirement is essential for financial security. It is important to start investing early and regularly in order to maximize the potential of your retirement savings. The earlier you start investing, the more time your money has to grow. Investing in a variety of different types of investments can help you diversify your portfolio and reduce your risk. Investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other types of investments can help you build a strong retirement portfolio. When investing for retirement, it is important to consider your risk tolerance and financial goals. You should also consider the fees associated with different types of investments. Investing in low-cost index funds can help you keep more of your money in your pocket. Additionally, it is important to review your investments regularly to ensure that they are still meeting your goals. Finally, it is important to remember that investing for retirement is a long-term commitment. You should be prepared to stay invested for the long haul and be willing to adjust your investments as needed. Investing for retirement is a great way to ensure that you have a secure financial future. Main idea number 5. Live on less than you make. Living on less than you make is key to financial success. It is important to spend less than you earn in order to save money and pay off debt. Living on less than you make is key to financial success. It is important to create a budget and stick to it, so that you can track your spending and make sure you are not overspending. This will help you to save money and pay off debt. It is also important to create an emergency fund, so that you have money saved up for unexpected expenses. Additionally, it is important to invest in yourself and your future. Investing in yourself can include taking classes to increase your skills or investing in stocks and bonds. This will help you to build wealth and secure your financial future. Creating a budget and sticking to it is the first step to living on less than you make. It is important to track your spending and make sure you are not overspending. This will help you to save money and pay off debt. Additionally, it is important to create an emergency fund, so that you have money saved up for unexpected expenses. It is also important to invest in yourself and your future. Investing in yourself can include taking classes to increase your skills or investing in stocks and bonds. This will help you to build wealth and secure your financial future. Living on less than you make is a key part of financial success. It is important to create a budget and stick to it, so that you can track your spending and make sure you are not overspending. Additionally, it is important to create an emergency fund, so that you have money saved up for unexpected expenses. It is also important to invest in yourself and your future. Investing in yourself can include taking classes to increase your skills or investing in stocks and bonds. This will help you to build wealth and secure your financial future. Main idea number 6. Avoid lifestyle inflation. Lifestyle inflation is when you increase your spending as your income increases. It is important to avoid lifestyle inflation in order to stay on track with your financial goals. Lifestyle inflation is a dangerous trap that can derail your financial goals. When your income increases, it can be tempting to increase your spending as well. However, this can lead to a cycle of debt and financial instability. Instead, it is important to avoid lifestyle inflation and use your increased income to pay off debt, save for retirement, and invest in your future. When you receive a raise or bonus, it is important to resist the urge to splurge. Instead, use the extra money to pay off debt, save for retirement, and invest in your future. This will help you build a strong financial foundation and ensure that you are on track to reach your financial goals. It is also important to create a budget and stick to it. This will help you stay on track with your financial goals and ensure that you are not overspending. Additionally, it is important to track your spending and make sure that you are not overspending in any one area. By avoiding lifestyle inflation and creating a budget, you can ensure that you are on track to reach your financial goals. This will help you build a strong financial foundation and ensure that you are able to reach your financial goals in the future. Main idea number 7. Live frugally. Living frugally is a great way to save money. It is important to be mindful of your spending and look for ways to save money in order to reach your financial goals. Living frugally is a great way to save money and reach your financial goals. It involves being mindful of your spending and looking for ways to reduce your expenses. This could include cutting back on unnecessary purchases, such as eating out or buying expensive clothes, and instead focusing on buying only what you need. It also means being aware of how much you are spending on bills and other necessities, and looking for ways to reduce those costs. For example, you could switch to a cheaper energy provider or shop around for better deals on insurance. Additionally, you could look for ways to save money on groceries, such as buying in bulk or using coupons. Living frugally also means being mindful of your lifestyle choices. This could include taking public transportation instead of driving, or cutting back on entertainment expenses. It also means being aware of how much you are spending on leisure activities, such as going to the movies or out to eat. By being mindful of your spending and looking for ways to save money, you can reach your financial goals and live a more frugal lifestyle. Main idea number 8. Use cash. Using cash instead of credit cards can help you stay on budget. It is important to use cash for everyday purchases in order to avoid overspending. Using cash instead of credit cards can help you stay on budget. It is important to use cash for everyday purchases in order to avoid overspending. When you use cash, you are more aware of how much money you are spending and it is easier to keep track of your spending. You can also set a budget for yourself and stick to it. When you use cash, you are less likely to impulse buy or overspend. You can also save money by using cash because you are not paying interest on credit cards. Using cash can also help you stay organized. You can easily keep track of your spending and budget by using cash. You can also set up a system to save money by setting aside a certain amount of cash each week or month. This will help you save money for future purchases or investments. Using cash instead of credit cards can help you stay on budget and save money. It is important to be aware of your spending and set a budget for yourself. By using cash, you can easily keep track of your spending and save money for future purchases or investments. Main idea number 9. Automate your finances. Automating your finances can help you stay on track with your financial goals. It is important to set up automatic payments and transfers in order to ensure that your bills are paid on time and your savings are growing. Automating your finances is a great way to stay on top of your financial goals. By setting up automatic payments and transfers, you can ensure that your bills are paid on time and your savings are growing. Automating your finances can also help you stay organized and on top of your budget. You can set up automatic transfers to your savings account each month, so that you are consistently putting money away for the future. You can also set up automatic payments for your bills, so that you never miss a payment and incur late fees. Automating your finances can also help you stay on track with your financial goals. You can set up automatic transfers to your retirement accounts, so that you are consistently investing in your future. You can also set up automatic transfers to your emergency fund, so that you are always prepared for unexpected expenses. Automating your finances can help you stay organized and on top of your budget so that you can reach your financial goals. Main idea number 10. Get insurance. Insurance is important to protect yourself and your family from financial hardship. It is important to get the right types of insurance in order to protect yourself from unexpected expenses. Getting insurance is an important step in protecting yourself and your family from financial hardship. It is important to make sure you have the right types of insurance to cover unexpected expenses. Life insurance, health insurance, disability insurance, and homeowners or renters insurance are all important types of insurance to consider. Life insurance can provide financial security for your family in the event of your death. Health insurance can help cover the costs of medical care, while disability insurance can provide income if you become disabled and are unable to work. Homeowners or renters insurance can help cover the costs of repairing or replacing your home and belongings if they are damaged or destroyed. When shopping for insurance, it is important to compare different policies and make sure you are getting the best coverage for the best price. It is also important to review your insurance policies regularly to make sure they are still meeting your needs. By taking the time to get the right insurance and review it regularly, you can help protect yourself and your family from financial hardship. Main idea number 11. Invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is a great way to increase your earning potential. It is important to invest in yourself by taking classes, getting certifications, and networking in order to increase your earning potential. Investing in yourself is a great way to increase your earning potential. It is important to invest in yourself by taking classes, getting certifications, and networking in order to increase your earning potential. Taking classes can help you gain knowledge and skills that can help you in your current job or in a new career. Getting certifications can help you stand out from the competition and demonstrate your expertise in a certain field. Networking can help you build relationships with people who can help you find new opportunities and open doors for you. Investing in yourself is an important step to take in order to increase your earning potential and secure your financial future. Investing in yourself is also a great way to increase your confidence and self-esteem. Taking classes and getting certifications can help you feel more confident in your abilities and give you the motivation to pursue new opportunities. Networking can help you build relationships with people who can provide you with support and guidance. Investing in yourself can help you feel more empowered and capable of achieving your goals. Investing in yourself is an important step to take in order to increase your earning potential and secure your financial future. It is also a great way to increase your confidence and self-esteem. Taking the time to invest in yourself can help you achieve your goals and create a better future for yourself. Main idea number 12. Invest in real estate. Investing in real estate can be a great way to build wealth. It is important to do your research and understand the risks before investing in real estate in order to maximize your returns. Investing in real estate can be a great way to build wealth. It is important to do your research and understand the risks before investing in real estate in order to maximize your returns. You should consider the location of the property, the condition of the property, the potential for appreciation, and the potential for rental income. You should also consider the costs associated with owning and maintaining the property, such as taxes, insurance, and repairs. Additionally, you should consider the time and effort required to manage the property, as well as the potential for tenant turnover. It is also important to understand the different types of real estate investments, such as residential, commercial, and industrial. Each type of investment has its own set of risks and rewards, so it is important to understand the differences before investing. Additionally, you should consider the potential for leverage, which can help you maximize your returns. Finally, you should consider the potential for tax benefits, such as deductions for depreciation and interest. Investing in real estate can be a great way to build wealth, but it is important to understand the risks and rewards before investing. Doing your research and understanding the different types of investments can help you maximize your returns and minimize your risks. With the right strategy, real estate can be a great way to build wealth and achieve financial freedom. Main idea number 13. Start a side hustle. Starting a side hustle can be a great way to increase your income. It is important to find a side hustle that you enjoy and that fits into your lifestyle in order to make the most of your time and effort. Starting a side hustle can be a great way to increase your income. It is important to find a side hustle that you enjoy and that fits into your lifestyle in order to make the most of your time and effort. When deciding on a side hustle, it is important to consider the amount of time and effort you are willing to put into it. You should also consider the amount of money you are willing to invest in the side hustle. Additionally, you should research the market to determine if there is a demand for the product or service you are offering. Once you have decided on a side hustle, it is important to create a plan. This plan should include a timeline for when you will launch your side hustle, a budget for any expenses associated with the side hustle, and a marketing plan. Additionally, you should create a system for tracking your progress and measuring your success. This will help you stay on track and make adjustments as needed. Finally, it is important to stay motivated and focused on your side hustle. This can be done by setting goals and rewarding yourself for reaching them. Additionally, it is important to stay organized and prioritize your tasks. This will help you stay on track and ensure that you are making progress. Main idea number 14. Negotiate. Negotiating is a great way to save money. It is important to be prepared and confident when negotiating in order to get the best deal. Negotiating is a great way to save money. It is important to do your research and be prepared before entering into a negotiation. Know what you want and what you are willing to accept. Be confident and assertive when negotiating, but also be willing to compromise. Don't be afraid to ask for a better deal or to walk away if the deal isn't right for you. Negotiating can be a great way to get the best deal possible. In the Total Money Makeover, A Proven Plan for Financial Fitness by Dave Ramsey, he outlines a step-by-step plan to help you become financially fit. One of the steps is to negotiate for better deals. He suggests that you research the item or service you are looking for, know what you want and what you are willing to accept, and be confident and assertive when negotiating. He also suggests that you be willing to walk away if the deal isn't right for you. Negotiating can be a great way to save money and get the best deal possible. With the right preparation and confidence, you can get the best deal for yourself. So, the next time you are looking to purchase something, don't be afraid to negotiate for a better deal. Main idea number 15. Give. Giving to charity is a great way to give back and make a difference. It is important to give to causes that you are passionate about in order to make the most of your donations. Giving to charity is a great way to give back and make a difference. It is important to research the causes you are passionate about and make sure your donations are going to organizations that are making a positive impact. When you give to a charity, you are investing in the future of the cause and helping to make a difference in the lives of those who need it most. When you give to charity, you are also investing in yourself. Not only are you helping to make a difference in the world, but you are also investing in your own personal growth. By giving to a cause that you are passionate about, you are helping to build a better future for yourself and for those around you. Giving to charity is a great way to make a difference in the world and in your own life. It is important to research the causes you are passionate about and make sure your donations are going to organizations that are making a positive impact. By investing in the future of a cause and helping to make a difference in the lives of those who need it most, you are investing in yourself and in the future of the world. Main idea number 16. Get out of debt. Getting out of debt is essential to financial success. It is important to create a plan and stick to it in order to pay off debt and free up money for other financial goals. Getting out of debt is essential to financial success. It is important to create a plan and stick to it in order to pay off debt and free up money for other financial goals. To do this, start by listing all of your debts, including the amount owed, the interest rate, and the minimum payment. Then, prioritize your debts from highest interest rate to lowest. Make the minimum payments on all of your debts, but focus on paying off the debt with the highest interest rate first. Once that debt is paid off, move on to the next highest interest rate debt and so on. In addition to paying off debt, it is important to create a budget and stick to it. This will help you to track your spending and ensure that you are not taking on more debt. It is also important to save money for emergencies and other financial goals. This will help you to stay out of debt and build financial security. Finally, it is important to stay motivated and focused on your goal of getting out of debt. Celebrate each milestone and reward yourself for your hard work. This will help to keep you motivated and on track to achieving your financial goals. Main idea number 17. Build an emergency fund. Building an emergency fund is important to protect yourself from unexpected expenses. It is important to save money in an emergency fund in order to avoid taking on more debt when unexpected expenses arise. Building an emergency fund is an important step in financial security. It is a way to protect yourself from unexpected expenses that can arise at any time. An emergency fund should be separate from your regular savings and should be used only for unexpected expenses. It should be large enough to cover at least 3 to 6 months of living expenses. When setting up an emergency fund, it is important to make sure that the money is easily accessible. This means that you should choose a savings account or money market account that allows you to withdraw money quickly and without penalty. You should also make sure that the account is FDIC insured so that your money is protected in the event of a bank failure. Once you have set up your emergency fund, it is important to make sure that you are regularly contributing to it. You should aim to save at least 10% of your income each month in order to build up your emergency fund. This will help ensure that you are prepared for any unexpected expenses that may arise. Building an emergency fund is an important step in financial security. It can help protect you from unexpected expenses and provide peace of mind. By setting up an emergency fund and regularly contributing to it, you can ensure that you are prepared for any unexpected expenses that may arise. Main idea number 18. Invest for the future. Investing for the future is essential for financial security. It is important to start investing early and regularly in order to maximize the potential of your investments. Investing for the future is essential for financial security. It is important to start investing early and regularly in order to maximize the potential of your investments. Investing can be done in a variety of ways, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and real estate. Each of these investments has its own risks and rewards, so it is important to do your research and understand the different types of investments before you begin. When investing for the future, it is important to have a plan and a goal in mind. You should consider your current financial situation, your future goals, and your risk tolerance when deciding how to invest. It is also important to diversify your investments so that you are not putting all of your eggs in one basket. This will help to reduce the risk of losing your entire investment if one of your investments does not perform as expected. Finally, it is important to stay disciplined and consistent with your investments. Investing is a long-term process, and it is important to stay committed to your plan and to review your investments regularly. This will help you to ensure that your investments are performing as expected and that you are on track to reach your financial goals. Main idea number 19. Live within your means. Living within your means is key to financial success. It is important to be mindful of your spending and live within your means in order to reach your financial goals. Living within your means is essential for achieving financial success. It means understanding your income and expenses, and making sure that your spending does not exceed your income. This means creating a budget and sticking to it, tracking your spending, and avoiding impulse purchases. It also means avoiding taking on too much debt, and paying off any existing debt as quickly as possible. Living within your means also means saving for the future, and investing in assets that will help you reach your financial goals. Living within your means is not always easy, but it is essential for achieving financial success. It requires discipline and dedication, but the rewards are worth it. By living within your means, you can build a secure financial future and reach your financial goals. Main idea number 20. Plan for the future. Planning for the future is essential for financial success. It is important to create a plan and set goals in order to ensure that you are on track to reach your financial goals. Planning for the future is essential for financial success. It is important to create a plan and set goals in order to ensure that you are on track to reach your financial goals. This plan should include budgeting, saving, and investing. Budgeting is important to ensure that you are spending within your means and not overspending. Saving is important to ensure that you have money set aside for emergencies and for future investments. Investing is important to ensure that your money is working for you and growing over time. When creating a plan for the future, it is important to consider your long-term goals. Think about what you want to achieve in the next 5 to 10 years. Consider what kind of lifestyle you want to have and what kind of financial security you want to have. Once you have a clear vision of your goals, you can create a plan to reach them. This plan should include budgeting, saving, and investing. It is also important to review your plan regularly. As your life changes, your financial goals may change as well. Make sure to review your plan and adjust it as needed to ensure that you are still on track to reach your goals. With a plan in place, you can be confident that you are taking the necessary steps to achieve financial success.